Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Today, we're going to be giving you some information regarding how you, as individuals, can be more aware of how you can take care of yourselves, give you information that enables you to empower your own wellness. My guest today is Lou Paradise. He's the president of Topical Biomedics, and his product is Topperson, which I want to welcome Lou to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here with you and a real privilege to be a part of your phenomenal broadcast, all the incredible things you bring in information and empowerment to your audience, which is what you're known for. So thank you so very much for having me here this evening. It's a pleasure.
Well, Lou, one of the things that you're very dedicated to and that I'm dedicated to, we like to bring information to people in a way that is going to help them recognize that they have choices in life, number one, and number two, give them options with those choices so that they can make their own evaluations. And when I did the women's show a couple of weekends ago, and I was talking with people, in fact, you graciously had just sent so much product to me so that I could share it with the women at the show, my goodness, it was gone. It was just evaporated away. I thought I had enough material that you had sent me that I was going to have it for a couple of days. It was gone in like 6 hours. It was just gone. And I was thrilled, but what fascinated me was how many individuals, when I would talk to them or my assistants would talk to them, they would say, I need to know more about this, or, my goodness, this is something my husband has used, this cream, he swears by it. There were so many women that are really interested in homeopathic, natural ways of dealing with things. I was shocked. This is the first women's show that I've done, and I've been doing this for 13 years, and it was the first time the candy bowl was never emptied throughout the entire weekend. Usually I have to buy about 10 pounds of candy because people just stop by, pick up little pieces, and it's gone because it gives them a lift. Not this year. Something, it was just amazing to me. I got candy left over. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'm probably going to have to give it away someplace. I just was astonished. But these women were stopping, wanting to know, how can this work? I had people that were coming in that were part of the teams of men handling this heavy-duty equipment. They said, wow, this is something I really would like to know more about. So we had the material to give out, but I was so intrigued with the fact that women are becoming very much more aggressive and outspoken, at least in Seattle, about wanting to know what options they can work with that are going to be healthy options, not something that's going to be toxic to the body. And we were going to talk about this today because women have issues with pain. Women have, oh my goodness, if they're salespeople, they're on their feet a lot, their feet just absolutely kill them. They have joint problems. They have discomforts that often they don't speak of. Let's talk about what women can do so that they can feel better physiologically.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that we know for the 19 years we've been in business, are one of our very, very big primary audiences is women. We have established a beachhead in our educational empowerment part of the programming for women well back in 1994. In fact, between 94 and 95, we addressed the issue of fibromyalgia before it was really known very well throughout the country. And of course, the term fibromyalgia, unfortunately, doesn't mean a lot. It's just a whole bunch of multiple symptoms that women, unfortunately, suffer from far more than men, that there's no diagnostic reality for it, except that it's a lot of symptomatic things going on, and they kind of gave it that name. But to me, the real sad part of that, and it still exists till today, and I think it's a total disgrace, how underserved women generally are, especially when it comes to pain. There is a terrible lack of understanding and or sensitivity to women. You know, when a man comes into a doctor for pain, they get treated for the pain, and the doctor pays attention. When a woman comes in for pain, especially if it's a male doctor, you know, it must be in her head. This is 2012, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think that there's any question that pain is an intense personal experience. Women suffer far more musculoskeletal issues than men, arthritis, lower back, with the feet and everything. So that when a woman needs to have something addressed, that should be a simple part of the component of education and paying attention. The first thing that a practitioner really needs to do is really pay attention. You know, and I mean, women do all kinds of work that provides and or explains the physical course of the day, especially women with children, juggling the schedule, lifting the kids in and out of the car, the dinner, the housework, everything, and probably works, too, out in the job market someplace. You know, so when we look at what happens for women, we should slow things down and take a time out and realize this person needs our help, they need our attention, and there's no reason they can't get relief. And if we just spend a little time with the right kind of approach to initially start that whole idea of what to do to relieve the pain once we determine what it's being caused by, then we have something far different than we do today. And it's no wonder why women are frustrated over not being able to get the kind of relief they're looking for and are wind up frustrated having to take a lot of oral chemical compounds for pain relief that are really not only inappropriate but does incredibly more damage than benefit.
Women, I find, that I interact with seem to be very open to learning about how they can empower wellness in their family, but so often they leave themselves behind. And you've made a very good point. Most of the time there is this attitude, well, it's just your imagination. And I know my husband has often said, a woman needs a woman doctor that can understand some of the things that she's talking about, because he said, we guys don't have a clue about a lot of things that women go through. And I think that has proven to be a good point many times. But often there is this, well, I'll ignore it. I'll just pass it by. I'm just, it's okay. I'll take care of husband, daughter, son, cousin, nephew, friend, whatever, before you take care of yourself. And I like to think that maybe we're starting, because of education, to realize that a woman, if she's not feeling well, she's not going to be able to take care of her family, and she's not going to be able to do very much for personal accomplishment, much less assist anybody else, if she's not taking care of herself. And it's so easy to ignore these things. And I really think that with the research, just a moment, please, something, we just had a disruption here. There is research that goes on more and more that is working with pain, and it's variable.
Absolutely.
And like with Parkinson's and so many other ailments that affect the nervous system of the body and the connection to the brain. And with the products that you have developed, there has been an awareness of this sensitivity and having to connect the nervous system, the response, because our whole body is filled with these highways, freeways, however you'd like to describe it, of nerves. And that is something that your research went into. How were you able to determine what effectively enabled you to alleviate pain with a homeopathic cream? How was this determined?
Well, you know, the starting point in a short little thumbnail sketch is I suffered some injuries while I was in the Marine Corps in Vietnam, two rotations in helicopter combat service, medevac or rescue service in Vietnam. They were more nerve-related, even though I didn't feel them at the time, because they were stretching and tearing kind of injuries that I had in my hands and wrists, my elbows. Involved in helicopter crashes, you'll get some cervical compression in your neck, which makes it bilateral. And I think the most essential thing for me was with a research background that was only maybe 12 years at the time, and now it's 40-something years later, I began to realize that, you know, the body's an absolute miracle. Products are not. The body is set to the point where it repairs itself, it heals the damage that's causing issues, whether we had a broken ankle, a broken leg, a puncture wound, laceration, muscle pull, muscle strain, whatever it may be, and that the opportunity for us to be able to look at how the body actually works, the physiological body, and pain being an incredibly important signal. Yeah, we don't like pain, but it's very vital that lets us know there's something specific the body's trying to work on, and it needs some help potentially, especially in joint-related, nerve-related, as you suggest. There's lots of nerve pathways throughout the body that send signals about the function and metabolic rates of the body, the function for wellness, in essence, of repair, keeping the body and cells healthy, and all those things. And my research was all based on how the body actually heals itself. What does happen when the pain is triggered? You know, where is that, you know, what can we know from a simple point of view to try to figure out, you know, not the complexity of it, but the simple part of it, that we may be able to figure out once we get a couple of these components on the table that we can actually help the body to get better if we understand what the pain signal is derived from. And, of course, in my research, I was able to completely determine that one of the issues that happens when we have joint-related pain, especially nerve-related pain, as you were relating to it, is that excess toxins and fluids just from the inflammation and the inflammatory response, which is a very important part of health and healing and maintaining our health. If we didn't have an inflammatory response, we'd all be dead. You know, we can talk a little bit about LDL cholesterol some of the time and how what a foolish thing it is to say that LDL is bad. But the most essential part is that what actually occurs is that these fluids and excess toxins actually constrict the small microcapillary blood supply, and in some cases the microcapillary is so small that only one cell of blood can fit down through there, and if it has that one oxygen molecule in the bloodstream that needs to be transferred into the cell and it's not arriving there, well, the cell will definitely start to have damage to it. And so what the pain signal is telling us is if we can just get that excess toxin and fluid buildup off of those capillaries and get that blood flow back to normal, get the excess toxins and fluids drained out of that area, the body will go to work to heal the damage that's actually causing the problem there. And so my research lent itself to looking at specific medicines that could accomplish that. I knew I had to have something that was structurally almost the same size as the body's natural chemistry. And it is something if I was going to apply it topically, because internally taken, it's hard to get to a specific area, and that it needed to go not only treat the skin, so it couldn't have any oil or residue or parabens or petroleum, and that the molecular structure of the medicines would be something the body would naturally recognize, use it to bridge those gaps where it needs to have both toxins out, better blood flow in, oxygen arriving to the cells, so that the body would be at its optimum healing best. So no matter what kind of pain we suffer from, if we can have that kind of an agent, and of course topically it does make sense to put something topically on. What has not made sense is when it's camphor, menthol, eucalyptus, capsaicin, which can, some of them obviously smelly, some of them hot, and all of them greasy, and all they do is maybe deaden the sensation of pain, but they actually don't deal with the issues with regard to what the body's asking for, helping to get the toxins out of here, helping to get blood flow back to normal. Those products have nothing to do with that. They don't have any healing properties at all. So when we introduced our Toppersyn products, and again, this was my experimenting on myself for a considerable period of time, for about 6 or 7 months in a row to get myself from completely in pain, where I couldn't sleep at night, had to sit up in a chair, felt like my fingers were permanently attached to an electrical socket, both of them, the pain and jolting pain from my tips of my fingers to my elbows, to 6 months later where I was completely pain, symptom-free, medication-free, and sleeping in a bed for the first time in I don't know how long through the night without any interruptions. So my instinct and my determination to look at pain from a point of healing and look at pain from a different perspective as opposed to let's deaden it, let's bang it over the head and try to get rid of it. Let's see what it is we can do that the body's actually telling us. Concentrate on those components. Put a medicine in there that actually balances those chemistries, because that's what the body wants to do. It wants to go in that direction, and it's a miracle, the body, how it will absolutely turn the pain signal off, because it doesn't need to have any more mobilization of the chemistries that are now normal, and we have pain relief without side effects. And we have complete relief because the body is the miracle, not the products, but our products are designed to treat the skin and to treat the body in respect and out of respect to lend itself to what the body wants to do to cause healing to occur, which is the ultimate form of relieving pain.
There are so many different prescriptions that can be utilized. And I'll share a personal experience I had once when I was in excruciating pain. I was in so much pain that the doctor wasn't able to even examine me. And so he gave me a painkiller. I go home and I take this, and my husband just sat and laughed. He still jokes about it. He said he'd never seen me so high in his life. But it didn't touch the pain. And that always intrigued me, how the body can take something and you will get an effect, a side effect, but it doesn't even begin to touch the area where that pain is located. And I've heard statements like this from people before. And so what you have been explaining is really quite interesting. And I know when I went back to the doctor, and this was many years ago, the doctor said, I don't understand it. It should have alleviated your pain. I said, no, I was high as a kite, but my pain didn't go anywhere. And it really surprised him. And that's what I find so intriguing about the human body. And every one of us is so unique. We have similarities, but we're so very unique. And how the body will take a substance and it will utilize it in some instances with one person. In another person, it can become toxic. In someone else, it isn't effective at all. I mean, you look at all of these variables, and I'm really amazed that you were able to come up with something that, for all intents and purposes, just about anybody can use, and because it is topical, and it's even safe for children. Why is it the homeopathic positioning is so valuable to you? How is it with homeopathy that you have brought this into your environment? Because it really works. I know there are people that have just poo-poo it, say, no, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But it isn't.
Course.
I've known so many people that have used homeopathic remedies. My goodness, the difference in them have been like night and day, and they haven't had toxic side effects.
You know, the most essential thing in terms of your description about taking a narcotic opiate medication, getting high and no relief and making things even more toxic, and on top of it all, you know, reiterating that, no relief. Because if the one thing that does happen is one of the reasons why when we started to do our work in VA medical centers, you know, right around people becoming addicted to morphine and still not getting pain relief, which is almost crazy when you think about it. Because I always thought, well, before that, oh God, if you give people morphine, they're definitely going to get relief from that. And 60% of the time, they didn't. All they did is get addicted. And again, I think it goes back to what we talked about before, that if you're not dealing with what causes the signal of pain to actually be generated and dealing with, you know, the signal says, here's exactly what I need You need to address those issues, and if you're not addressing those issues, we're not going to get any relief. We may get high. We may get temporary relief, but we never get the relief we're looking for because we're not addressing the reason the pain is there. But we're kind of only dealing with the symptom itself. Very unfortunately, with narcotics, it's certainly very quick. If folks that don't know they're compulsive, have compulsive behaviors or are they addictive personalities, are really setting themselves up for some extraordinary problems, including their life maybe being over.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. We had a little bloop there technologically. But, Lou, one of the things that I think is vitally important, we have so many new drugs that are coming out. And every time I hear about a new one that is evolving and it's getting promoted heavily, I had a conversation just the other day with someone, and I almost become apprehensive. If anybody watches television anymore, they are seeing these commercials that are on, put on by legal firms saying, if you have taken blah, 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 you may have side effects, blah, 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 and contact us because there's a $3 billion fund that we've got here for settlement. And it just absolutely really bothers me. And I know that there are so many medicines out there that serve a good purpose. There's a time and there's a place for them. But what really bothers me is when they are given out like candy. And I was visiting with someone just yesterday that was talking about a member of their family that they had been given a stockpile of narcotics and nobody ever monitors. They don't know what the chemical interactions are. They... Age of the individual isn't considered. The weight of the individual isn't necessarily considered. Whether they're male, female, physiology isn't considered. It really is disturbing to me because I think that there are so many things that can go wrong, absolutely go wrong. And when you have these attorneys all over the place broadcasting on television, contact us because you can make a big settlement, blah, 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 which I think is a lot of hype, but they're out there... It's called ambulance chasing in my terminology for business. But it really is something, Lou, that's very, very unsettling. How can someone really become more aware and informed? Your website is a wonderful place to go to.
Yeah, you know, we've taken our time to be sure to do the two things I think that's really vital is to take the complexity of all of those things, which are so... It's so important, Donna, in terms of you've nailed that down. Bring it down to a simpler context so we can all look at it and make sense of what the heck is going on and kind of separate the parts. And when we do that, we find that most people are victims of they don't know what they don't know. And if they've if they've taken the advice of their doctor who meant well, or their pharmacist who meant well for sure, they'll wind up in a situation where they will be taking medicines that may not be appropriate, for lengths of time that may not be appropriate, and for diagnosis that may not be proper. That's the unfortunate part of it. That's the reason why the most important thing that people should do is be good researchers. Now that we have the internet and great libraries, we can go and do research on whatever ailment it may be. We can be conversant enough to understand what we should be asking the doctor, how we should have a discussion with our doctor so that we can be sure that we're getting the right diagnostic. More people spend more of their time figuring out what kind of oil to change in their car than they do what goes in their body, because they trust that, look, I don't have to think about what the doctor's telling me because the doctor knows, and the doctor knows what to give me, and they know what my condition is, and if I'm getting it from the doctor and pharmacist, it must be safe. Very unfortunately, we don't take an active enough role. You don't have to be a doctor to take a role to figure out if somebody's prescribing something to you. I'll give you a perfect example. If you have depression and your antidepressive medicines aren't working, and then you go and get a script, or the doctor gives you a script for Lyrica or Cymbalta, which is part of that deal, the Cymbalta especially, how insidious is it that one of the most profound side effects, which is mentioned first for Cymbalta specifically, is the increased risk of suicide? Now, I don't know if it makes sense to anyone else, but if I'm depressed and I'm feeling pretty down and I'm feeling pretty blue and I'm already in that point where I'm thinking about, oh my God, I can't stand it anymore, then I get another medicine that's just going to push me over the edge. What in the heck could that possibly be, and why aren't we saying to ourselves, wait a minute, if I have depression, what really caused my depression? We don't have depression because we have a Cymbalta or a Lyrica deficiency. We don't have arthritis because we have a Celebrex deficiency, or high cholesterol because we have a Lipitor deficiency, or that little insidious Lunesta butterfly flying around that knocks you over the head, puts you in bed, and then you don't know you're awake until you're at work with your pajamas on, which does happen, by the way, and not to make it too funny. And we don't take the time to realize we're not dealing with stuff that can check and balance what is actually causing our issue. And the appropriate thing for the diagnostic part, our doctors are phenomenal for emergency medicine, phenomenal, the best on the planet, phenomenal for diagnostic, some infectious disease and some surgeries, fantastic. But understanding nutrition and prevention and the basic tenet of what we should be looking at so we can arm ourselves, we can at least understand what the heck we're dealing with, making the decision shouldn't put every decision factor into the hand of any advisor. The doctor is no more an advisor to you than an attorney, an accountant, or any other professional person coming to you. You need to be conversant enough to understand what you're looking at, so you know how to check and balance it, you know how to react to it if it's a recommendation, and you know how to ask the questions if indeed you don't like what you're hearing. And we don't get that. So what do? We've got all these folks way overloaded. You know, two-thirds, Donna, it's just insidious. Two-thirds of all the pharmaceuticals that are consumed in the whole world are consumed right here in the United States of America.
See, that's,
it isn't because
to me
all these folks
problem.
Who are taking the products have medical conditions. It's absolutely staggering. If
that
you look
is
at
a
the
problem.
Yeah, so how do you? So all of these things really come back to the fundamental principles of educating ourselves, empowering ourselves with understanding. If we have this kind of an ailment, what does that mean? What's the likelihood of diagnostic? And we can look that up now, and then we can go to the doctor and get an intelligent discussion going. Now, if you don't have a doctor that wants to go through that process with you, change your doctor. There's plenty of progressive, beautiful people who went to the same medical school who care enough to understand that you are in a partnership with your doctor like you are with your lawyer, carpenter, plumber, the guy who fixed your car, for goodness sakes. That's a partnership. You got to find people you like and you trust. But you've got to be a part of that system, otherwise you'll wind up in a state of disrepair before you know it, and half on Gaga Street, and I'm talking about Lady Gaga, because you're taking stuff that's not helping you, but it's making you high. And you don't know your addictive personality, and now you're jacked on that stuff. Not a good idea.
I agree. And one of the things that I think is so important is what you've brought up, and that is to question. And I think it's very important for people, if they have loved ones, let's say they have elder members of the family, I don't care what the age is, really. Younger, it doesn't make any difference. We have to be supported with advocates who are going to be willing to question. And I know that I've been put in the positioning a couple of times due to family members of being an advocate, going to a pharmacist, asking questions. And there were times, and I know with a specific member of family, where there were three or four doctors that tried to force this person to take a medication that they knew that they should not take. And fortunately, the individual was cognizant and was able to say, no, I'm not going to take it. It's my choice. But they had their protocols down, and this was part of their protocol. And we learned of so many different things that were considered protocols. And those protocols, I know, have been developed for good reason. However, it doesn't go according to the individual. And I think that's going to be perhaps one of the leading steps of change over the next 15 to 20 years, because I think there are those physicians that are saying, I can't lump all of my patients. I might be a cardiologist, but every single patient is different. I might be an oncologist. Every single patient is different. And I think getting out of lumping everybody into the same basket is so important. Now, Lou, I know we're just about out of time, and it's always a pleasure chatting with you, because not only of the fact that you have a wonderful company that is about bringing good products to the public eye, but also in informing people. And your newsletter is something that I think is extremely valuable, because you bring a lot of points of information out that I think are extremely useful to people. So you can go to toprisin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N.com, and you can find out about the newsletter. You can sign up for it. It's free. And, Lou, is there anything you would like to add just before we say goodbye?
Well, you know, I think that the most important thing is that everybody who's got an issue out there, make sure, as you suggest, that there's an advocate with you. There's an advocate with you when you go to the doctor, that you should take a look and start looking at how you can empower yourself to be able to bring a good sense of reference with who you are, and or your advocate or people in your family who can help you with this to bring about changes. You know, just making one solitary change sometimes can make a life of difference. And our products and our company are there to help you. We're delighted to have our fabulous relationship with Donna Sebo, and we wish everybody a blessed life that is free of pain, full of joy, and all the beautiful things that the blessings that come from higher authority than us mean to you and your family. So thank you, Donna, for this opportunity to have this time with you and with your audience, and have a fabulous balance of your day.
Well, thank you so much, Lou, and I know you've got some new things on the agenda, so the next time we get together, we'll talk about that and also about some changes that we're seeing perhaps in the laws regarding the nutritional aspect of life and some other things that I think my audience would be interested in hearing about. Be well, and give my regards to your family. Lou Paradise, check out toprisin.com, and you will find a lot of good information there. And don't forget that newsletter. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprisin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprisin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprisin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprisin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprisin. Toprisin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprisin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprisin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. 888-627-6008 is the telephone number to call into. That's 888-627-6008. Before I went on air today, I was talking with someone back in Boston, Massachusetts, and she said, Donna, we are having problems here. We lost our email. We lost this. We lost that. I think those sunspots, if they're doing the little tango, they're having a big effect on many different aspects of communication. So don't be surprised if you have something happening with your stuff. Just be aware, be alert, don't panic. And I so appreciate your patience with all of the uniqueness of the upsets that we have going on every once in a while. Hey, if we didn't have some bumps in life, we would probably be just coasting along. And I guess that's what we're not supposed to do all the time. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. If you're a first-time listener, I'm so delighted you've joined us. You can call in and chat with me. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, let me tell you what I perceive. And then, of course, you're welcome to ask a question about anything that you like. 888-627-6008. Let's go to our first caller today. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hello, I'm calling from Massachusetts.
And where are you calling from in Massachusetts?
Boston.
In the Boston area. Wonderful. Your first name or initial, please.
Initial is P.
P, your intuitive ability is quite high. The first thing that I was looking at is that your mind is under, I don't want to call it a level of stress, but you pick up on people. You're sort of like a radio sender and receiver. Maybe that's a good way to describe you. And
yes,
the challenge you have sometimes is that you get an information overload. And then it's very disruptive to you. And sometimes you just don't know what to do with it. You just go, what am I going to do with this massive information? Does it make any difference? Can I make a difference? I really think that with people like yourself, who are so exceedingly sensitive, both right, with smell, with hearing, with feeling, you have to be able to ground yourself somehow so that you can feel like you're in your body, I guess that would be a good way of putting it, so that you are grounded in yourself.
True.
And you can take what you're getting and then take the information that's processing through you. It's like having 45 television stations running at the same time. And where you can say, excuse me, I just want one station at a time. I can have through. You know how when we look at television, sometimes people will have another square of something going on? Well, that,
yes,
you're laughing. I'm looking at these different squares, and I go, that's fine. The brain can assimilate that. Well, the brain can assimilate a lot more, but it's being able to utilize the information so that it can be effectively placed. Am I making sense to you?
Absolutely. Yes, you are. You're absolutely right.
Now, the key is here that you have to develop a discipline of selection. And you'll have all of this processing coming in, and you'll have to say, excuse me, there's too much overlapping information. I want clarity. So I want to have, maybe I can have one, two, three visuals coming in simultaneously so that I can discern them, but don't overload me. So you have to be the boss, and that takes discipline. That takes discernment, and you just need to ask for it and expect it. And it will take you a bit of time because you're just one of these people that's endowed with this phenomenal nervous system, and you just get a whole bunch of stuff, but you want to be able to have the clarity with it. It's sort of like walking into a baseball stadium at the height of a home run when you just say, it's just too much noise. So you have to either go someplace where you're going to have the quiet, or you're just going to let the noise eventually evaporate and say, okay, who's going to be first?
All right. Is that like people, friends, family in my life, or I need to ask for the higher sources?
I would say ask for the higher source to help you discern. When someone has your level of sensitivity, you could become a recluse very easily because you would be getting so much noise that, and I mean noise, that you would feel like you were almost going nuts. That's how sensitive you are. So you have to develop a discipline of saying, I'm going to focus, and I would ask the higher self, I think that's a very good way of saying it, ask the higher self to have guidance with this so that if you are going to be that channel for information, that you're not going to get all of this overload because it's not going to serve any purpose. It's just going to be a whole bunch of noise, and once in a while you might get a clarity of a word or a sentence, but you're not going to know where to put it because it's too much streaming in all at the same time.
Yeah.
How long have you been involved? Go ahead.
Sometimes I get some very visual dreams, and after that I wake up and I'm like, okay, what should I do with it? What is it? A very, very spiritual dreams, and then I'm just don't know what to do with it, information.
Well, the information, if you can write it down, which I'm sure you've done, but if you can write it down or even discuss it with someone, part of what needs to be done here is to learn the language of your mind. That's one of the things that in my classes I like to teach people. And interestingly enough, that's going to be coming up in my next class. But what you have here is a whole bunch of information that's being brought to you. And it has to do with the past, the present, and the future. Your mind is utilized by whatever information is being processed through you. It's being compartmentalized and put into imagery and sensory effects, so that you'll pay attention. Because you've had a lot of dreams that you didn't pay any attention to. They didn't even linger. They were like a wisp of smoke. They came and they went. But when you really have them where they stick with you, then that means you've got something very significant you must pay attention to. And so those symbols represent a language within your own psyche that you must know how to work with.
Absolutely, that's what it is. This is symbols that sometimes I can really translate, and sometimes I'm like, I don't know what to do with it, but this really means.
Well, if you have someone you can talk to about it when you're verbalizing it, or maybe just sit and talk to yourself. Nobody's around. Who cares? But just say, all right, I have this. This is what I dreamt. And you can write it down, too. I find, because I'm a very vivid dreamer myself, I find when I start writing it out, it's as if the brain, the processing, goes through its interpretation factors, and I'll go, oh, there we go, that's what it means. Or sometimes after I write it down, I go and fix myself a cup of tea, and then, bing, it comes to me in my head. Because, again, it's like learning a language. And with dreams, every time you have one, your language can be different.
Yes.
And that's the challenge.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. How long have you had your intuitive gifts? Of course, I know you were born with them, but how long have you recognized them?
I think I always did, but I didn't recognize till about maybe four to five years. I didn't recognize it. I always felt it, and I was, oh, wow, something happened. I kind of felt it, you know. But now I'm more and more, I'm paying attention to what I, you know, about my dreams or feelings, and, you know, when people tell me something. That's another thing, family, friends. Everybody feel like, you know, they need to talk to me and tell me everything, their problems, and I get overloaded, and I'm restless and all kind of stuff, you know.
Well, try to develop the discipline of listening, but not absorbing it. In other words, being a good listener, but you don't take
right.
it in. Just sort of see yourself
That's,
like you're in a little bubble, and whatever their words are, whatever their emotions are, they come up, and they maybe come into the bubble, and maybe they want to push and break the bubble, but the bubble insulates you so that you don't take them in. Because they're not your
That's
property.
What I my problem. I take everybody's pain very close to my heart. Always feel like I need to, I wish I could fix, not that I can fix, but I feel like I wish I could fix somebody's problem, that kind of feelings.
Well, I think that's part of your lesson in learning. I really do. And I want you to be kind to yourself and realize you're not the fixer. You might be the person
Thank
that's
you.
A good listener. But you've got
yes.
to release the problem to them so that they can resolve it. You're not the person with the Mercurochrome, the Band-Aid, and the magic wand.
Yes.
That's not your job. But I really compliment you on paying attention, and I really think you're going to be able to share your talents and gifts with others within a five-year period in a way and manner you're going to enjoy. So please enjoy this journey. As frustrating as it may get at times, just enjoy having these talents because they're meant to provide purpose and value, not just for your life, but also for the people around you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful evening.
I have a question about my husband's health, if you have time.
Yes. Well, let me take a break. Let's go on break. And for those of you listening, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. We're going to come back with P in just a minute. Don't go away.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprisin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprisin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprisin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Before I go back to our caller from Boston, I wanted to quickly mention this Saturday coming up in Kent, Washington at Kent Commons, I'm going to be participating in a fabulous event, the Emerald Spiral Expo. Now, for those of you in the Western Washington area, the hours are going to be from 9 to 5. Check out more information. Go to emeraldspiral.com. EmeraldSpiral.com, and you'll get all the details. I'm going to be doing many readings there. Also, I'm going to have Buku books. And then my Quantum Mind 3 class is coming up April the 14th. And if you would like to be in that class, we can only take 25 students. We're starting to get calls now. If you would like to be one of the students, then by golly, give me a call at my office, 253-582-5604. And that's April the 14th, Saturday, 10 to 4. We are going to be providing lunch for you. It's in a beautiful environment. Robert Newman is going to be teaching about Chinese medicine. And in the second portion of the class, I'm going to be working with you on dreams, how to work with them, what to do with them. And also, we're going to be doing mind exercises, so you'll be able to see a demonstration of your own intuitive talents. So, April the 14th, Quantum Mind 3, call me at my office, 253-582-5604. Would love to see you there. Okay, let's go back to P in Boston, Massachusetts. P, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, dear, what was your question about your husband?
His health, he is in a lot of pain, and somehow doctors really cannot pinpoint anything. His job requires a lot of long hours. He's working really hard, long hours, not enough rest. And he's, like, getting consumed with the pain so much that kind of affecting the relationship, too. And
when,
I don't know really.
Okay. What I'm looking at right now, when I have your husband in front of me in my mind, I'm sort of like going down a body scan. He's got a number of things that are occurring in the body. They are very strongly related to stress. Number one, your husband doesn't keep his body flexible. He needs to be able to do exercises, something simple like Tai Chi, Qigong, or yoga, something that allows him just to move, become supple. Because there is a misalignment that I'm looking at that's occurring between two vertebra that are right at the base of the neck and the upper part of the back. Then I am going into muscles, and I am seeing what looks like little flames in the shoulders. I'm seeing little flames in the elbows. I think what he has got, because of the stress and other issues that he doesn't know how to discuss with you, he's got a number of things in the body that are creating this symptom of the pain. And the body is trying to tell him to pay attention. Now, there is also, as I'm going down through the body, I am looking at the pancreas, I am looking at the liver. He does not pay too good attention to what he ingests, and he's always in a hurry when he eats. And he needs to know that he has to be more mindful of his eating. The best thing that could happen to him is if he could go to some kind of a spa where they would just literally not allow him near a cell phone, and maybe he would have some massage. Someone would work with him as far as his body chemistry goes. Put him on a simple exercise regimen, and I'll tell you, if he had that kind of an environment for 2 weeks, his pain would be gone. But there are a lot of things that have been going on in the body for a good 15 years. So this isn't something that just cropped up.
No.
So he needs to be, and I use the word needs to be because I think it's important, it is imperative for him to be aware that his body is reflecting absorption of a lot of discomfort that goes back as far as 15 years.
Right.
To keep from having a major health issue, it needs to be addressed now. And I really would like to see him find someone that might be like a naturopath, homeopath. I'd like to see him get a good physical, but I don't know that a whole bunch would come out of it. But I would suggest a standard physical, if he's open to it.
Yeah. He's not. That's what it is. He's not open to it. I pretty much tried everything, and he does not believe in anything.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He doesn't take medicine.
Yeah. Well, and that's fine. Remember, it's his life. He has a right to do what he wants to do. I hate to say this, but I'm out of time. I'm not going to be able to chat with you anymore because we're out of time.
I know, it's okay, but if you could suggest me to do something, I really, really feel bad for him, and it's, sometimes the pain comes between the relationship. That's
okay, hon, I'm sorry, I have to tell you, Pete, I'm out of time, you'll have to call me back, because I'm just out of time, sweetie.
All right, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. I appreciate your calling in. This is Donna Siebel. My goodness, time just goes by so fast. We've got some great guests. I'm out of time. Can't even tell you about them. Tune in tomorrow, and we'll be chatting then. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless you. Have a wonderful day or evening wherever you are. I'll be back here same time, same place, right here on BBS Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.